Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Finally, we've apprehended the most notorious war criminal in the galaxy. How do you like your new quarters, Calaxius?
The bed is sufficient.
Good. You better get used to it. You're going to be spending a long time in this cell for all the destruction you've caused.
As you speak it, so it must be.
Just one question, Calaxius. When you were blowing up planets full of innocent children, farmers, and space cows, did you ever stop and ask yourself why you were doing it?
Oh, I see. You think you're going to get me to crack and beg your pathetic alien tribunal to spare my life. You want me to say that I was led astray by the ideals of my cruel society. Well, let me tell you something. I savored every minute of the evil. That's why I had the exalted position I achieved on Tolavac Prime. I was evil. I am evil. I started out evil, and I kept getting more evil until I became the most evil. I did all the evil so well, they kept giving me more evil to do. I was rising up in the ranks of the evil so quickly because I had a talent for it, you see.
Uh-huh.
I had a knack for doing evil, and my superiors recognized it.
The most evil. Yes.
In closed-door meetings, the topic of conversation was me.
Right.
And my evil, don't you see?
Mm-hmm. You don't have to tell me, Galaxius. Your evil reputation precedes you.
And I built my reputation on efficiently and effectively deploying an evil strategy with a high degree of success. My evil is the backbone of the entire evil empire of Tolavac Prime, and I will never apologize. I will never beg forgiveness. I will never in a million cycles request the mercy of lesser beings. I'm evil. To say I am sorry defeats the whole purpose of my being. What is even the point of being evil if you have to waste precious time apologizing? How dare you presume to shame me for what I am good at?
Yes. I don't need to shame you at all. You are already aware of your misdeeds and how you failed to be a virtuous being, unlike me. I'm a very good person. I wake up and I do my calisthenics and eat my morning gruel just like my grandmother taught me to. All tiny baby soldiers were taught how to intake nutrition properly. It was the right thing to do. Otherwise, we'd get headaches and we'd be unproductive, a detriment to the conglomeration of planets. I also take care to pluck my eyebrows daily to prevent an uncouth appearance. And I use just the right amount of eye makeup to appear professional but not threatening. Hygiene, health, and grooming are cornerstones of moral character, which I possess in great amounts.
You think you're so moral because you eat your processed human slop
without complaint? You are superior because you remove your natural hairs.
Let me ask you something. What exactly did you save those inferior life forms from? Lives of turmoil and struggle and extermination by me? You force entire societies into tiny boxes to perform mathematics and write useless status reports in the safety of shelters full of food. I simply exploit them and torture and kill them. Honestly, you believe that you are superior because you don't do evil like me? To borrow an earthling phrase, Bashar, you simply lack the natural talent for evil. And so, you don't even try.
On the contrary, in my holo simulations where I map out different scenarios for training purposes, I've discovered I have a real knack for evil when necessary. That's what makes me such an interesting character. Person. Even at play with my comrades, I'm always chosen as the space werewolf whenever we play space werewolf, and usually I win the game by being cunning and deceitful.
So, you do lie, human?
Only in games. Never for realsies. I believe in never employing evil in real-life circumstances. Even when my husband asks me if his spacesuit makes his thighs look chunky, I say yes. Yes, they do look chunky, Harold. I tell him because honesty is the least evil policy.
Don't get me started on your policies, conglomerate league scum. And your holo simulation is hollow. Gaming is no match for my lived experience. I have evil street smarts. I put in the evil hours. I paid my evil dues.
Evil nepotism, more like it.
How dare you invoke the memory of my father, Calaxius the First? I am my own evil man. My evil accomplishments are my own and hard fought. And you couldn't evil yourself out of a wet paper bag.
I take that as a compliment. If it were between being as evil as you and being stuck in a wet paper bag for all of eternity, I'd be a happy soldier covered in wet paper pulp. I cherish each sticky, weird piece of rotting paper stuck to my conglomerate uniform, and I'd wear those disgusting paper pieces proudly.
Your non-evil imagination fails you, conglomerate. Need I remind you, I earned an honorary doctorate in applied evil sciences from my planet's most prestigious educational facility. The Emperor gave me 5 medals for meritorious evil deeds. My name is synonymous with corruption, backstabbing, and murder. I am so, so evil that even I can't stand it. Oh, space spirits, what have I done? Oh, no. Somehow the day of reckoning is here. What a fool I've been.
I knew you would break. It usually takes a few minutes, but after some monologizing, all evildoers usually figure out they're in the wrong.
Fool! 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 I have not been broken! You were a fool to trust my tears! I'm too evil to cry with sincerity! And you fell for it! Evil wins again!
I'm so glad we're having this breakthrough. Oh, goodness. I'm so good at being good.
It used to feel so good to be good at being bad.
This war has been hell. I'm sorry you feel so bad.
It used to feel good to be bad.
I get it.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I'm that good.
As you speak it, so it must be. I must ask, am I going to die?
Oh yeah, absolutely. What do you say, airlock or vaporizer? We like to give war criminals a choice, you see, because we are the good guys.
Is there a way I can take you all down with me?
Nice try, but no. But rest assured, we will murder you in accordance with your space spirit traditions.
I see. Ah, well. To borrow another Earthling phrase, fuck me, I guess.
Thank you for listening. That was So Good at the Evil, written by Adam Bozarth and Anna Rubinova, and performed by Adam Bozarth and Anna Rubinova. If you like the show and think you know someone who would like it too, please consider sharing it right now. Do it right now. I'll wait. To support us monetarily, please go to patreon.com/lefthandedradio. A shout out to all of our Patreon supporters. Thank you so much for your continued support. We really, really appreciate it. And it helps us keep the show going because we know that people out there care. We have all the social media accounts at Left Handed Radio almost anywhere, or /Left Handed Radio everywhere else. I'm talking YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Twitch. We have two separate merchandise stores, one on Threadless and one on TeePublic. The Threadless account has weird Anna art. TeePublic has LHR-related merch. Thank you so much again. This has been Left Handed Radio, a Left Handed Radio product.
Tune into Janeway again. It's starting to sound like old lady.
I know. I don't. Mr. Chakotay.
I was so good at the evil. So good at the evil.
Yes, yes, you were.
Like this.
Yes, it's really funny. Okay. Shall I?
Yes.
Voyager, spaceship noises coming at you on Voyager. Voyager in space.